Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, folks, and welcome to Radio for Your Mind. I tell you what, it has been quite the eventful week, and it is only Wednesday. If you've been following us around on the social profiles, you know we've got some buzz going on, some awesome stuff. One of the things that I definitely have to share, I just think this is very powerful, is the Real Savvy Success Women's Empowerment Conference in Orlando, Florida, next month, April 14th through the 17th. Listen, if you can get there, please do. Matter of fact, I want to tell you something. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there with all my family. But this is more important than me being there. If you show up, if you're a successful female trainer, if you're a successful female leader and you hang out on our shows and we've been any blessing to you, if you'll come to the conference, you'll let me know you listen to Radio for Your Mind. What I'll do is I'll make sure you get introduced to the Real Savvy Success women, the ones on the stage, the Donna Valdez, Jackie Almer, Kimmer, all the ladies. We'll make sure that they know who you are too, because I believe that this is all about spreading the love, getting everybody connected. If you're a man and you listen to the radio show, you're an international trainer. Man, if you show up at the event, I'm going to make sure that you are able to meet the power behind some of these great, great women. And I'll tell you what, we're going to have a surprise guest. There is a woman out of the Philippines. She has the largest downline in the world, over 7 million people in her organization worldwide. She is flying in to the event on her own dime. This lady served time in prison for network marketing just to be able to help show her country in the Philippines what was so great about direct sales. You do not want to miss this event. This is the event of all events for women. It's the event for all events for men, especially if you're single and you're looking for a woman. But, you know, it's going to be an awesome time. We are going to have fun, great people, great trainers, great coaches, great mentors, and in one weekend, in one room, the bulk of the income, the bulk of the money that's made in network marketing is going to be there. And you may say, oh, but Troy, these guys named Brighart and some of these other guys make more money. Well, you know, I think if we were to get all the numbers together, you're going to find out when 80% of the industry is made up by females, the women control the cash. So it's going to be fun. Bring your customers into your downline, chapter 15 in this book. I love this thing. This is going to be rocking. We're going into here. This is what we talk about, you know. Where do you look for new recruits? What do you do? Now, I know some people say, man, just use the 3-foot rule. Everybody counts. That's how you lose friends and family. I mean, you know, there is nothing worse than a networker who retires and passes away, and doggone it, they don't even have 6 friends that can carry the casket anymore. And most of the time it's because they're just wham, bam, thank you, man, slam everybody in. This is a business, and Mary's, we're going to talk about Mary's chapter, but I want you to understand something. It's a business. You have to be strategic in what you're doing. I'm not saying don't use technology. I'm not saying don't talk to. I'm saying be strategic. It's no different than a bunch of yahoos that go into Facebook and they think they need 5,000 friends. So they go in there and they friend everybody. And all of a sudden they got 5,000 friends. They're saying, look at me. Look at me. Everybody loves me. Nobody knows who they are. They just spammed everybody and everybody accepted them. What you want to do is you want to look for some good, quality, targeted people. And the best way to do that is your customers. People that have had a successful story, a life experience using your product or your service. Now you've got something in common. You've got a shared common thing. When you're talking on the phone, you're learning about their story. They're sharing with you how the product worked. Let me tell you a little secret. You can get on the phone with a customer, and the product may not have worked real good for them. And if you give them the time of day, if you empathize with them, if you talk to them, if you work them through it, they will still be in love with your product. I'll guarantee you that. Next thing you know, they may join your business because they realize how honest you are. Listen to this opening paragraph that Mary talks about here. At some stage, most successful people in business attribute their success to having a mentor, a person who believed in them and helped them towards their success. Your success will come from duplicating yourself and from being an inspirational leader and mentor to others. and from helping others towards their own highest level of achievement.
Man, that is so true.
She goes on and she says this, the more you help others to be successful, the more successful you will be. If you've helped your customer be successful in their health, in the way they look, in the way they feel, in the way they dress, in the way their house is, in their insurance, their real estate, their spices, if you're with Watkins product, I don't care what it is. If you help them and they feel successful, they feel like this was a big change, then they're going to be listening to you when you talk about your business. We're constantly wanting to grow. You know, my mentor, Hubert Humphrey, used to say, you've got to simultaneously be moving products and opening up distribution points simultaneously. That's the key. And when you think about it, that's the truth. Simultaneously, we have to be moving our product, bringing in new customers, and opening new distribution points, recruiting new people into our organization. People who understand that once they're in, that becomes their organization. It's kind of humorous to me. One of the debates in network marketing is, who owns the downline? Well, really, each individual person owns their own organization, their own personal organization. It's not about a man that sits at the top of the heap. That's in corporate America. And just sometimes network marketing is slow at getting it right. You know, the whole concept here is you are taking care of your customers. You are taking care of your organization. You want to grow. You want to build. That's the key to what we're doing. So how do you get started at this? What's the one nugget we could take away today? It's listening and planting seeds. One of the things that I love about Lisa Jimenez, you know, is that she's got this powerful brand out there. And it's about the princess. You know, it's about how powerful the princess is. She's actually going to be at the event. I'm looking forward to talking to her. Well, I want you to think about this. From a female standpoint, there's nothing better than watching women work. Now, I know that we all laugh and we tease and we say, well, women talk all the time. And we probably get that from Aunt V on Andy Griffith. But when I watch women professionals in the marketplace, it doesn't matter if they're in a social setting. It doesn't matter if they're in a professional setting. When women are in tune with what's going on, and they're in the process of trying to nurture and help somebody through a transaction of some kind, whether it's an emotional transaction or a financial transaction, you will find that they put on their listening hat. About the only time that I see a woman talk a lot is really when they're in a situation, usually with somebody of the opposite sex, or they're in the middle of a big conversation with a variety of women, and it's all social, it's all playful, it's all them talking about themselves and something happy. When they get into that focus of where they know they're in a serious situation, again, relationship or financial, they listen, and then they start planting seeds. You know, one of the other little things that we kind of tease about is how women control men. Well, when you think about it, these are kind of like a paradox here, you know, because if women talk all the time, they can't control men, but yet men all the time say we're controlled by women. See, I'm telling you, women have this intuition. They know when to speak and when to listen. They know when to plant seeds. Well, that's what Mary talks about in this next paragraph, and I think this is powerful. It says, your customers have probably noticed you're making money while having fun. The idea grows in their head that they could be doing it also. Well, let's go back for a second. Now, think about this, guys. If women have fun and they love making money, and Mary's written this basically towards women more than men because she's a female, we need to take and look at this. Women won't join our business just for the money. Women join the business basically for independence, freedom, and to have fun. So the best way to attract anybody in your business is to listen and plant seeds. When you listen and you plant seeds, all of a sudden you can start taking notes. See, nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care. If all you do is talk about yourself, you'll turn people off. I've got a good friend of mine, two of them. They're in network marketing, not in any company that I am affiliated with. One of them called me on the phone the other day and said, "Troy, how in the Sam Hill do I work with him?" I said, "Man, wait a minute. Y'all are buds, man. What's the deal?" He goes, "He just loves to hear himself talk. He'll say I'm done, and 15 minutes later, he's talking." He goes, "Then I get up to do my part of the training, and he starts interrupting me." Well, that's a friend of ours that we're trying to coach into learning that it's not about him. See, men sometimes have more of a tendency to do that than women. If you ever watch a woman speak, she asks questions all through her presentation usually. And those questions or stories are actually overcoming the objection, or they're planting seeds. Well, this is what Mary's talking about. If we want to attract our customers, we already planted the seeds with our product. Now we need to start listening. What type of situation are they having at work? This is a big one right now. We see how the economy is, and yes, the economy is turning. Right now we're having an awesome time at the beach where spring breakers are in. People are going on fishing trips. It's been like 3 years since this has happened, so this is a pretty good deal for us. But we're listening. See, when you listen to what's happening in your customer's life, if you hear there's an employment issue, maybe it's their husband. If you're selling, let's say, Avon to a woman, or maybe if you're in a company that's men driven, we've got a couple companies out there, a fishing company where it's more men than women, and a poker company where it's more men than women. When you see these types of situations happen, if you listen, then you know how to plant the seeds about, hey, maybe there's something you can do part-time. Now, it's a common denominator when you're talking with women. They'll say, especially if they're already working outside the house, they have kids at home, all of a sudden they'll say, "Man, I don't have time for this. I already work. I'm already trying to take care of my kids. I'd be ripping away from my kids. I'd be ripping away from my husband." Those are objections. What they're actually saying underneath is, I don't know where I'd find the time. If you're listening, then you know, okay, we need to help her collapse time frames. We need to show her. Same thing happens for a man, only the difference is, here's what usually happens when you're talking to a male. He says, "You know what, I'm kind of pretty much secure in my job, and if I lost it, I could still go out and find me a new job doing something. Man, when I get off work, I just want to come home, work in the yard, work on my boat, work on my car, play with the kids, watch TV. I really don't want to get wrapped up into more hours." Why? Because they sometimes think this will be a time stealer. And at the very least, "Man, you know, my wife might get upset. And if my wife gets upset, you know, she's not going to want to get romantic later. She's already been working all day. Now she's got to help with the kids. She's got to do the laundry. I got to do my part." Whether they do their part or not, those are the excuses that you hear. But underneath all that, it comes back to, "Man, I just don't know where I'm going to find the time." A lot of people want to be in business for themselves. A lot of them love your products. So if you teach them this, "You know what? I'm not looking for you to start something and quit your job. I'm not looking for you to take something away from your family. Really what I'm looking at is two things. One, if you become a distributor, you can even cut your cost even more. And two, you love the product, so why don't we do this? Since you're already getting paid to use the product, now you can get paid to share the product. And when you run across somebody who has a situation that you're listening to, whether they need it for the business opportunity or just the product, why don't you let me know? I'll do all the dirty work. If you'll just do the intro and share your story with them, you know, I'll make sure I get the other stuff done." Now, sometimes when you get big, you can't do this. So don't say you're going to do this and not do it. But this is a way that you can help break that time barrier. Psychology has already shown us most people want to be in business for themselves, but most people are afraid to do it. I look at network marketing, and I'm going to share something with you that Mary doesn't cover in her book. One of the myths in network marketing is that 97% of the people, or 95% of the people, fail. And that is a myth. It is not accurate. If you look at the mathematical numbers of the growth in our industry and even the dip in our industry in 2007 and 2008, you realize that myth does not add up to the equation of the growth that network marketing has in both sales and in sales figures and or in recruiting figures. But what does happen is that probably a good 80-85% of the people quit one company or another. They may stay on the product for a little bit, but they quit on themselves. They quit because they feel like it's a burden to them. They quit because the expectations have been slammed on them that they have to go do, and the whole thing that they thought this was going to be a way for them to be able to have more time freedom, be with their family, they find out, based on the way some people build their business, it just doesn't happen that way. And I think that the reason this happens is because most of the time, those top leaders who have worked their way up the ranks, who have been successful, all of a sudden forget where they come from, and it's about work. They share about the fact, hey, look at what we're doing. We've got the big bus. We've got the big cars. We've got the online system. We have three houses. We travel everywhere. All that's good, man. I'm not taking away from that. But they forget that along the way it took a lot of tenacity. I've known some companies that they'll put seven figures into the launch of their company, but if it doesn't do what they want it to do in 6 months, they pull the plug. This is not a sprint. This is a marathon. When you're dealing with humans, when you're dealing with emotions, when you're just dealing with people as an asset, you got to realize it's going to be a marathon. People that say no to you today may say yes to you in 6 months. Jillian Middleton, great, great, great gal, told me a story once about a guy that she had been after in Canada. He was an attorney. And it took her like 2 years. And he always said, just leave me in your autoresponder. I love your messages. And she'd say, are you ready to join the company? No, I don't have time. 2 years. One day he called her up and said, I'm ready. 12 months down the road, was making six figures in her business at the time, XL Communications, as they launched into Canada. Timing is the key. If you continue to talk and to build relationship with your people, when the timing is right, with your customers specifically, if you've been a listener, if you've been an empathizer, if you've taken time to work with them, if you've been time to share stories, if when a new product comes out, you don't try to sell them the product. You send them a sample and say, hey, check this out. You might like it. This is how it's different from XYZ. You build a caring relationship. See, the one thing that social media has done, especially in the 21st century, is it's changed the buying process. See, people these days are not coming to you wanting you to give them your pitch or your spiel or your spick or whatever you want to call it. They already know the information. They want to come and see if you can be trusted. Loyalty to the brand isn't what it used to be, but preference to the brand can be. Now, these are all different trainings. I'm not going to get into them today because it would take away from Mary's book. But if you start to listen, you'll start to learn. Some of our upcoming training is going to be more along these lines than network marketing specific. Matter of fact, I'll give you a little commercial right now. Our influence has expanded outside of the direct selling niche. We're going to be talking about some major things in the upcoming weeks in our training that talk about PR, social media, how to use it in your everyday business, even if you're not doing a home-based business. Because we understand, because of our demographic now, that we've attracted some pretty powerful players that are in mid-sized businesses. See, our goal on this radio show especially is to give to you guys information that will help you take it to the next level. Being able to work with your customers and build those solid relationships can do that. See, customers are going to continue to be loyal to other people, just not to the brands. See, if they love you, and let's say that you're in a direct selling company and something happens and you move, you will find that they were going to go with you, not stay at the brand. We see this a lot in Wall Street, where customers will jump from one company to the other when their broker leaves and goes with them. This is the power of the relationship. It goes back to what Mary calls this little section, listen and plant seeds. Listen and plant seeds. You know, one of the things that Mary writes, and I think this is a good place to talk about it, she says, when someone says you look confident and at ease doing your presentation, tell them that when you started, you didn't know anything about the products or how to do a presentation. 99% of the time, that's accurate. They tell us that one of the biggest fears in life is the fear of public speaking, whether it's one-on-one or in a group setting. If that's the case, and you look really confident, then people are going to say, I can't do that because I'm never going to be able to speak in front of people. My girlfriend and wife, Paige, has 30-some-odd books that have been published on the market, 4 bestsellers, tens of thousands of copies sold. Might be hundreds of thousands. I don't have a clue. I'd just rather be conservative. But if you ask her to speak in public, she'd say no. Not because she can't, but because she doesn't like to. She doesn't like to speak in front of people. She loves to write her emotions on paper. Now, I've seen her in some pretty particular situations debating attorneys, debating judges, debating other people for what she loves and the passion that she has. But her confidence is in writing. Her confidence is not in public speaking. You take her husband, and he can speak. Now, I'll write. I don't have a problem writing either. But I sure the heck don't have a problem speaking in public. Maybe that's why God put the two of us together, is because she can tweak out my writing and I can brag about her in public. But when you're talking to your customers, they're going to have this phobia. Man, I don't know if I can do this. So you've got to go back and you've got to share with them. And you're going to have to do this whether they're your customers or just a recruit you bring into your downline. Most people have this fear. Here's the next big issue that you got to overcome. And in Mary's book, she calls them problems. I don't believe in problems. Listen, this is Troyism is what this is. Tom Hopp's going to want me to put this on a shirt. A problem is something we don't have an answer for. See, I look at everything as a situation. See, in a situation, there's always a solution. This is why I don't do goals. Most people never achieve their goals. They never achieve their resolution. But everybody can achieve the objective because you have an action plan. You can actually see where you're going. Part of this is military training. But in this case, instead of using the problem, here's the deal. The situation is with spouses and partners. See, whether you're male or female, you're still a partner of somebody's. You're still a spouse or a girlfriend or a boyfriend or something. And here's where the issue comes in. We are selfish. We want to spend time with our loved ones. Actually, I would probably change the word spend and say we want to invest time. You know, when I've had a rough day, what I want to do is snuggle up with Paige and watch a chick flick and be romantic. I don't want to go and bust my butt 8 hours at a job, come home and know I'm going to have to bust my butt again, or worse yet, you bust your butt all day, you come home and your wife says, I got to go, I got appointments tonight. Well, if we feel that way, if we get frustrated with that, what the heck? Don't you expect your downline and your people to feel that same way? That's going to be a legitimate concern. It's a situation you've got to cover. How do you cover it? Here's what Mary says, and I love this. If they say their husband, wife, or partner probably wouldn't like them spending so much time away from the home, agree with them. That's pretty easy. Tell them yours had the same reservation until the commission checks started to come in. The reality is that most families today will benefit from the extra cash, the extra income. The majority of this business is worked part-time with less than 20 hours a week. With the invent of the internet, there is no reason why somebody can't start their business at home. The second thing that can happen, or third thing, I'm losing track here, but this is big. If you join a business for the right reason, most of the time for the experience because the products worked for you, then it's going to be okay because the husband or the spouse or the wife is already going to know, man, I know this changed form. This is good. We can make a few extra bucks. But here's something else. A lot of times, this is more for men than women, the men start to feel a little anxious. They start to say, well, daggum, she might make more money. She might make enough money that she doesn't need me. They start to feel insecure. Look, I don't care how alpha male somebody is. They can feel insecure if their wife is making more money, if their wife's in good shape and they're a little overweight, if they lost that boyish figure at football. Why not use that to your advantage? You might bring up the facts. You know, I know that you're, and I'm gonna talk to the women for a minute. Hey, you know what? I bet you my husband felt the same way, but here's what we did. We found him his own home-based business. Do you know that there's a company out there that their whole focus is on fishing products? Does your husband like to fish? Now, if the husband doesn't like to fish, you're going to have to use something else. But if the husband likes to fish, well, maybe he wants to join that business because he's going to get a good discount on the products and he can share it with his friends, make a little extra money. Now, I don't play poker. But I know that poker is a big thing in America today. You got the Texas Hold'em, you got all these tournaments and all this. Well, we've actually got the poker network where they actually train people how to play poker, games of skill, not games of chance. And they have these little trainings around town, Montel Williams and stuff is part of that. So you might say, you know what, I know how you feel, but you know, there's a company over here and your husband might be interested. Or your wife, whatever the case is. Women love to fish too. See, you can always find something that intrigues and gets going. Now they have something in common. When I get done with these shows, a lot of times during the week, it used to be every day, and then I took my position with Ignite 360, so I don't get to do this every day. But when I get done with the show, I take my wife for a drive down the beach. We have a shared experience. She talks about her writing, her edits, her next story, what she's going through with her editors, her agents. I get to share with her my successes and frustrations within direct selling, Ignite 360, or whatever it is we're working on at the time, one of the associations that we sit on the board with. This is part of our shared experience. We're both in business for ourselves. See, find that shared experience with your spouse, with the partners. If you're the leader working with them, let's find that shared experience. One of the things that Art Williams did early on, he saw this was a problem back in the 80s with Primerica. So he hired a marriage counselor, and we would have events. He made the partners one of the biggest parts of the business, and they got their own awards for putting up with everything that was going on because their husbands and wives sometimes were out so late. That's why I said early on that you should never talk about recruiting somebody unless you've got both of them there where you can talk to them as a couple. This is what I love about Mary's book. Mary is going to be at the Real Savvy Success Symposium down there in Orlando. We're going to have some great stuff. We're going to have breakout sections. It's going to be awesome. You guys are going to love it. Live life like it's an epic adventure. I'll see you at the top. Be back here with me on Radio for Your Mind tomorrow where we talk about where do you find your hypo, H-I-P-O. You're going to love this. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Bye now.